A new leader is catching the attention of Iraq's Shiite Muslims, and he's also catching the attention of American authorities. Muqtada Sadr is the son of an Ayatollah who was assassinated by Iraqi government agents in 1999. The son is becoming one of the leaders of the religious group that makes up a majority in Iraq, and he is critical of the U.S. occupation. NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
Friday prayers in the slums of northern Baghdad, known as Sadr City. More than 10,000 Shia Muslims lay down their prayer mats in the dusty, garbage-strewn streets, transforming an entire neighborhood into a giant outdoor mosque. This would have been unheard of before the war. For decades, Saddam Hussein brutally repressed Iraq's Shia majority. Many Shias still call the dictator's overthrow their day of liberation. But 4 months after that day, worshippers gathered here to denounce the U.S. as their newest enemy. They chanted "No to America" in response to an angry speech by a religious leader who compared U.S. rule to that of Saddam Hussein. This prayer service was organized by followers of Muqtada Sadr, the son of the murdered Shia Ayatollah this district of Baghdad has been named after. But the young cleric was not present at Friday's unprecedented gathering. He sent a deputy, perhaps because a U.S. military official says Sadr was warned not to come. So instead, Sadr preached as he has done every week since the war, at the Kufa Mosque, a revered shrine near the holy city of Najaf.
We criticize what the coalition forces have done against our people. The coalition forces are a failure.
Since the war, Sadr has accused Washington of trying to take over the world and repeatedly questioned the legitimacy of a U.S.-appointed governing council of Iraqi leaders in Baghdad. In one sermon this month, Sadr also accused the U.S. military of posting 6 soldiers around the country as a plot to infect the Iraqi people with diseases. These views have won him the enmity of American officials like Lieutenant Colonel Chris Conlon, the U.S. Marine commander in Najaf. Conlon calls Sadr a troublemaker.
Young, immature, not considered to have religious credentials in this town, very much on the downturn of his popularity.
But in Sadr City, U.S. Captain Corey Davis says Sadr has led a successful grassroots public relations campaign to reinvent himself as a national figure.
I got to give it to these guys. They're really good. He can get posters done fast. He can get flags done fast. He can get radio out. They're very good.
And yet Sadr is a controversial figure among the Shia. Unlike the elderly Ayatollahs, who are seen as the final authority on religious affairs, Sadr is considered by many to be rash and unwise. Attendance has dropped at his sermons in recent weeks, in part because supporters are no longer being bussed in from places like Baghdad's Sadr City. Ahmed Amoush works at the Kufa Mosque, where Sadr speaks. Sadr is a mujahid, a holy warrior, he says, but right now the Shia don't need a holy warrior. And yet Amoush and his son and thousands of other Shias have willingly signed up to join a movement recently proposed by Sadr that's called the Army of the Mahdi, named after the Muslim leader the Shia believe will reappear on the day of the apocalypse. The creation of Mahdi's army is said to have alarmed the religious establishment in Najaf, and perhaps as a result, Sadr recently announced that it would be an unarmed movement that would organize sit-ins and peaceful demonstrations to defend the Iraqi people. Colonel Conlon does not see it as a threat. It
exists on paper. It's a petition. It's a petition.
But Sadr does have a substantial base of support in places like Sadr City. In the immediate aftermath of the war, Sadr's supporters were quick to mobilize militias to defend hospitals and schools from looters. In the 4 months since, Sadr's movement has capitalized on the growing disenchantment with the U.S. occupation. For now, Sadr seems to be walking a fine line between rallying his supporters and defending the U.S. military, which promises to arrest him if he is suspected of inciting violence. To date, despite all his angry rhetoric, Sadr has stopped short of calling for armed opposition against U.S. forces. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baghdad.